I'm Don Fierstead at 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to Webster Game Fish and Parks, talking to Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist, and hopefully nobody's been venturing out on the ice up in Day County, to your knowledge?
No, I'm not hearing much for, especially on the main waters anyway, of people ice fishing. There has been some activity, I think, on some of the smaller sloughs where they are finding, 3 to 4 inches of ice, but generally, for the most part, I think most people have decided to wait before they go out on the ice.
Well, I think at least Bitter Lake and Swan Lake are each holding, probably Swan Lake the most waterfall, but Bitter Lake, is a lot of that still open?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't been over there yet this week, I guess, but sounds like, there's a fair amount of open water there, Long Bay. And then I saw, this today, Reitz and Swan are both starting to really open up as well. So, with the warmer weather and the wind, I think we could have, some birds in the area for quite a while.
Yeah, a lot of honkers on Bitter Lake yet, so I know that's holding snow geese, and just not seeing a lot of mallards up there, but that could change in a day, too.
Yeah, it sure could.
Corn coming out, is it progressing well, or most of it out in Day County?
Yeah, it's coming out. I would say we're maybe, 75% out right now. There's still a fair amount of corn around, but for the most part, I'd say most of it's out.
Okay. Pheasant hunters?
There's a few around. I know this past weekend, it sounded like it was pretty busy. A lot of hunters in the area, especially to the north of Webster. Sounded like, one bird a piece or so, pretty much what we've been seeing. But at least they're seeing a few birds now. The corn has come out.
Predictions, ice fishing. Do you think the perch fishing will be any better and maybe good quality on bitter?
Bitter's probably going to be a lot like it was last year. If you find some fish, they're going to be pretty nice quality. You're just not going to catch a whole lot of those fish. Unless you find a school of them and you land on top of them, then they might do all right. Wall Bay is going to be similar to what it was last year, probably the better of the two lakes, I would say. Wall Bay, you're going to find some fish, you'll do really well on Wall Bay.
And you had the smaller ones up there with Hazleton or Lardy or Lynn Lakes or anything maybe worth a try?
I think they're all worth a try. There's going to be some fish caught on all of them. It's just a matter of people getting out and giving it a try. And we don't have the perch like we did, say, 10 years ago or so, but, there's still perch around and people will catch some fish.
Pious may be a good choice, too?
Yeah, pious would be good. We haven't sampled that for a couple of years now, but last time we did sample it, the perch and walleye numbers were really good in there. I think the big draw for most people this year will be Ponset, though. I think a lot of people will be headed south down to Ponset.
You had some late rains in that Webster area and through all Day County, but a lot of the lakes may be going into freeze up a couple foot below normal.
Right, yeah. Our water levels are down on most of our permanent waters for sure. We did, kind of maintain our own towards fall simply because we had those late summer rains, and so we're in better condition than I thought we would be at this point, the way things are looking. Don't anticipate any of our permanent waters having any issues with winter kill, but there's some of these marginal slough areas that we definitely could see some winter kill in.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of Webster, thank you. Now we head up to the Watertown offices of Game Fish and Parks Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker. And before we talk hunting and fishing, Bryce, any problems with the upcoming deer season opening this Saturday and the waterfall season? Any problems lately with lawbreakers?
Yeah, we had a fall where compliance has been really good, and for whatever reason this week we've had a couple violations, and some of those I'd really appreciate the public's help if they have any information for us. To start off, there was an incident over on Stink Lake in Coddington County where some folks jumped some ducks and left 23 of them out on the ice. So that's a pretty significant wanton waste case that we're looking out there, and we'd really appreciate anybody's help if we could get some information on that.
When did that occur, Bryce, excuse me, but when did that occur?
That was last weekend, Saturday or Sunday.
Okay. And that's the Stink Lake north of Long Lake?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And what else?
And then we've had a couple littering cases, one that involves snow geese in the Long Lake area, that we haven't been able to solve in another littering case that involved dumping a deer carcass near Pelican Lake. So if anybody has any information on any of those three cases, they can call my cell phone directly at 881-2260, or they can call the TIPS hotline or the Watertown Game Fish and Parks office.
Well, we have a lot of ice in Cottington County. Is there any ice fishermen venturing out yet?
Yeah, we have seen a couple ice fishermen in the area. It's a long way from the point of me advertising an ice fishing bite or anything like that, because ice conditions aren't great, and they've actually taken a few steps back this week. But yeah, we have seen some guys out drilling some holes. Those have been places of shallow water, so if they were to fall in, they would at least be able to stand up probably. They've also been wearing waders if they're out there to try to keep them dry if they were to have an accident. But yeah, definitely some ice fishermen out drilling some holes.
Waterfall, Cottington County, I know that on Kempiska and maybe that Cottonwood Slough northwest of the Yehuda Access, maybe a couple 300 honkers in the area. How about other places in Cottington, Clark, or Hamlin for waterfall, do you know?
Yeah, starting out in Cottington, about the only places we're really holding any waterfowl are Long Lake north of Henry and then Goose Lake here just southwest of Watertown. And I guess Wolf Slough as well is keeping a little pocket open. Things have really changed, though, as far as bird numbers. Probably about half as many waterfowl this week as we had at the end of last week. So that's kind of hurt the hunters' chances a little bit. The other thing is the birds aren't feeding very well in the morning unless we have a real windy day. So that's kind of been hurting the hunters' chances as well. One constituent of hunters that's done really well is the goose hunters. Canada goose hunters and snow goose hunters have both been able to harvest quite a few birds. They've been feeding a little bit more regularly during the day than the ducks, and that's really added to some success for them.
And I know Casey's a few on Indian Springs and Dry Lake by Willow Lake holding a lot of snow geese also.
Yeah, also Swan Lake, absolutely covered in waterfowl right now. Reed Lake, another place that's been covered with birds. So you get over into Clark County, you're looking at a few more options over there, and that's where a lot of the hunters are. Hamlin County's been pretty tough. About the only place in the county with any significant amount of open water is Lake Ponset, and that's just not holding a whole lot of birds right now.
Quickly, a couple do's or don'ts for the deer opener this Saturday.
Yeah, the two big violations that we seem to have reoccur every year is road hunting violations. So you can't hunt big game from the road right away. And trespassing, make sure you know where you're at all times. One thing that is really easy to do nowadays is download the Game Fish and Parks app, turn on the GPS, and let them know your location. And you can figure out if you're on public or private, and that'll keep you out of some trouble.
Bryce McVicker, Watertown CO, thank you. Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game Fish and Parks, biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, I guess let's talk about waterfall around the region. There's probably some open water and some things, at least in Brookings County and south.
Yeah, we're really starting to open back up down here the last couple days. Even sloughs along the interstate, sloughs along Highway 34, everything south of I-90, at least has some open water. A lot of it has some open water. So we're not quite as far along as the Northeast with our ice. There's quite a bit of waterfowl around the region. It's pretty much confined or has been confined to the bigger bodies of water. I've heard of good reports, people field hunting for mallards and snow geese around Lake Thompson. Also, there's been reports of good numbers of snow geese in the Madison area and west of there, and so I think a lot of the slough hunting seems to be done, but if you can get in an area near some big water that's remained open, there's a lot of flight birds around.
Dave, on your travels, have you seen much corn left in the field?
Yeah, it's kind of a mix. You know, they've taken a lot out. They were taking it out last night as I came home in the dark. You know, I can't even give you a percentage, but a good percentage of the corn has been harvested, but there are still a fair number of unharvested fields around.
So if Sinai has some open water, as people may be still trying weather permitting, doing some shore casting or even boats?
Yeah, you know, that Sinai bite for those big walleyes has all been boats. They've been getting those fish out deep, pulling plugs, using snap weights, and pulling them over submerged humps, you know, 25 to 30 feet down. And the report I heard is these fish are gorging themselves on young of the year white bass and a yellow perch. But yeah, there's been many trout anglers caught and released out of that lake this fall.
And pheasant hunters faring better?
Yeah, you know, I got a couple of reports. It had been pretty slow, but I did get a couple of reports on the weekend, people hunting between Brookings and Arlington and on public land. And two different parties averaged, you know, two birds a hunter. So they were pleasantly surprised with that hunt. So maybe with some of the corn coming out, the birds are spending more time in that grass and are a little bit more accessible.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of Brookings and Sioux Falls, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Well, now on the phone we have Chad Carlson with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service up at Sand Lake, and Don Soderlund is out and about doing other things today. And Chad, as far as waterfalls, surprisingly so, you still have a ton of snow geese up there?
Yeah, we have a lot of ice in the refuge, but we actually are holding quite a few snow geese right now on the refuge. I'm going to say we probably have 250 to 300,000 snow geese. Mainly kind of just south of Highway 10 and feeding out north of our office.
And as far as no open water at all, or just a little bit?
We were really locked up earlier this week, but we've been opening up over the last day or two. And south of Highway 10, there's pretty good pockets of open water right now.
Do you have any snow on the land up there?
Nope, we had maybe an inch or so a week or so ago, but we're totally snow-free right now.
Do you have hunting pressure on the snow geese?
There are definitely a few hunters up north of the office. Not terrible. I think there's still opportunity around, but there's definitely people taking advantage of the snow geese right now.
I know Don Soderlund said they could be spread out all the way west of you, maybe for 100 miles, and then south.
I think Scatterwood area and Roscoe area are other good areas to look. I'm pretty sure those areas are holding quite a few birds right now as well.
As far as the East River deer season, does that encompass any part of the refuge?
Yeah, Sand Lake has a rifle season that actually starts, I think tomorrow is when our first rifle season starts, so there'll be a rifle season on the refuge going as well.
Corn out of the area, is it complete or halfway done? Where are you at?
Oh, I'd say it's 90% or better complete, so for the most part, almost all the corn is down. A couple stray fields standing here and there, but 90% or better complete.
So it seems like it'd be a logical place for goose hunters to try, and maybe some decoying if it's not a real windy day, but pass shooting, a lot of that should be available.
I think we're going to have some opportunities for some time to come, and just looking at the forecast, I mean, you never know, but it looks like we're definitely going to hold some birds through the weekend for sure, and maybe even into next week.
How about as many mallards there? It seems like Devil's Lake must be holding a lot of them.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Devil's Lake in a while, and our mallard numbers are definitely down. We have some ducks around, but areas like Putney Slough and down in the Roscoe area, I know there's better mallards in those areas.
And all the swans and the divers are gone? Bluebills available?
We don't have many divers, really. The only ducks we have, for the most part right now, are mallards, the ones you're going to see the most of. You know, you might see a few swans out there, but for the most part, all those birds are south of us now.
Well, Chad Carlson up at the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge in Brown County, thank you. Now we travel up to Grant County, Milbank. Jamie Peckelder, conservation officer. And as far as the hunting pressure, are you getting any outside of the power plant up at around Long Lake there or up at Bullhead Refuge at all?
Seeing a few more goose hunters in that power plant area, the Bullhead area, that seemed to have locked up pretty solid. So not seeing too many people there. And Lake Albert, I think there's a few geese hanging off and on in there too, but most of them have moved over to that power plant Big Stone Lake area.
Any pockets open water on Big Stone?
Big Stone's mostly froze up with a few small pockets out there.
And as far as the pheasant hunters, do you have most of your corn out?
Most of the corn is out now, and the pheasant hunters are reporting better success. Guys are seeing quite a few more birds and having pretty good hunts.
Is there any way a person gets an estimate on how many Canadians on the power plant anymore? Does anybody in the plant ever guess, or do you look at them and maybe trying to formulate a guess on that?
You know, it's awfully tough out there. Sometimes it's so foggy that you can't really see the water very well to see what's in there.
Yeah.
But we do a count just after the season, but regular season count, most of the time it's just hunter averages is what we go by.
Okay. Pheasant hunters faring any better?
Pheasant hunters are doing okay.
Good.
Yep.
Do you ever hear of anybody shooting any partridge anymore?
You know, that's kind of a lost thing around here. We used to see a few more partridge in the area, and it's very much a bonus bird anymore. You just don't see them too much anymore.
Well,
grouse.
Yep.
But not much for partridge.
At least with the corn out, the deer hunters will have a little bit better time.
I think the success rate's going to be a little better. Seeing a lot of deer moving around yet. The rut's still going hot and heavy, and they should be available.
Jamie Peckelder, CEO out of Grant County, thank you. Now we head to Hamlin County, Dan Sternhagen, Conservation Officer, Game, Fish, and Parks. And before we talk waterfowl, pheasant hunters are a lot more corn out, maybe faring a little better or not much going on.
It's kind of status quo. Not a lot has changed. I know there has been a lot more corn coming out. You know, with the colder temps coming in, I'm seeing less hunters out there, but the guys that I have been seeing are coming away with a few birds here and there. They're being smart about it, picking their warmer days, maybe not as windy. But, I mean, needless to say, you know, more of the corn coming out, they're definitely still having some luck on the public land.
Dan, do you still have open water on at least Lake Ponset?
Ponset actually froze over the other day, and with the wind, it came back open again. I saw a report on Facebook that there was even a couple of boats out there still fishing. So I'm sure they're still anxious trying to chase the perch around. And I don't know how well they did, but kind of crazy, as cold as it was and windy as it was, that people would be out there still fishing. But in regards to the rest of the lakes, we're pretty much iced up on a lot of them and kind of just waiting around for enough ice for fishermen to venture out.
You're still holding numbers of waterfowl on the ice or area lakes?
Yep. Some of the bigger lakes, Dry Lake north of Ponset and Albert are two primary ones that are holding some birds out in the center. And there's still plenty of waterfowl around. You know, I saw a big, nice group feeding kind of that northern, north of Dry Lake area. And so, you know, if people want to get out and do some field hunting, now's the time to be doing so.
Have you seen any big archery buck shot?
I have not firsthand, but hearing reports down at the C-Store or talking to other friends that have been hunting, having a lot of success. I was out working West River and saw plenty of big bucks out there, but I know with our season coming up this weekend, there's quite a few guys that got big bucks on the list for them. So.
Well, Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Esteline, Hamlin County, thank you. We're visiting with Dean Syme from Dakota Sportsman Club, and tell us about the winter banquet.
Well, Don, coming up Thursday, December 7th, out at the American Legion on West Highway 212 is our wild game feed and winter banquet. Basically, everybody that is paid up through 2018 gets in and is fed for free. Non-members can eat for up to $15 per person. Kids 10 and under eat for free. We're going to have all sorts of wild game this early on. Nobody's really committed to exactly what's going to be there, but I know we will have venison, we'll have pheasant, various forms of fish and stuff like that.
And maybe working on some bullheads if that's possible.
Yes, we're trying to get the bullheads nailed down, and we'd like to almost take it back to the days of our bullhead feed.
Will there be any fundraisers or raffles or anything available?
Yes, there will be prizes all night. We will be raffling off some guns. We'll have some pellet guns and BB guns for the kids. Also some other different guns. Plus, there'll be prizes for everybody. We really like to have this as a family event, so we really like to see the kids there. We try to make sure that the kids all get a prize.
Is there anything on the site if kids or some women maybe don't want to eat the wild game?
Yes, we will have chicken there, and we will have some domestic food that will be catered in by Hy-Vee, but the big draw will be for the wild game.
Thursday, December 7th, 5:30 social hour, 6:30 supper at the American Legion. That's on West Highway 212 in Watertown. If they want to learn more about Dakota Sportsman or have a question, can they call you?
They can call me, or the other thing they can do is they can go to our website at DakotaSportsmanInc.com.
And your number?
881-0378.
Dean Sine, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.